The landscape of multiple myeloma treatments keeps increasing, and only a few years back now, this was 2015, I think, when we had approximately five drugs approved within a frame of about a few weeks, which was actually very interesting. What's happened now is that these same drugs are being used more in the upfront setting, and most recently you saw one of the approvals in the upfront setting of a drug which we've used quite a lot, daratumumab, in the upfront setting based on data which was presented at last year's ASH, the Alcyone data. This was a combination of daratumumab in combination with melphalan, prednisone, and Velcade, which actually showed a progression-free survival benefit in these patients and deep, deep MRDs. And this is probably one of the first few trials in a randomized fashion comparing four drugs to three drugs. This is certainly widening the landscape of treatments available to us. Having said that, I don't think this regimen is that relevant to what we do in the United States of an MPV-based DARA regimen. I think it opens up the door for approval in the upfront setting, which is a good thing. We would be obviously eagerly awaiting the data from the MAIA trial, which is more applicable to patients in the United States, where lenalidomide dexamethasone has been combined with daratumumab, and that's being compared to Lendex. And our hope is that we hear some of this data either later this year or early next year would be the hope. So there's all of those drugs which actually got approved in the relapse setting, like daratumumab, like ixazomib, like carfilzomib, are now being studied. Elotuzumab are all being studied more in the upfront setting, and that is actually going to allow us to expand our horizon of what we have available for our treatments. With that, I think the future for myeloma will be typically a quadruplet combination in the context of a clinical trial, and that would be to drive down deep, deep responses, and the depth of response hopefully is going to translate into survival benefits, which then is going to cure a subset of our patients. So just having these drugs move to the upfront setting is going to allow us a lot more flexibility, and our remission durations hopefully are going to continue to keep increasing to way beyond what they are today.